something.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Yeah. Alice 97.3.
All morning.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We would love to send you to New York City to see Harry Styles at the place that Taylor and Travis are going to get married.
It's the hottest ticket.
Madison Square Garden, Harry Styles. The code word this hour is watermelon, as in watermelon sugar. Hi. RadioAlice.com is where you take the word watermelon. You enter it in there. Boom. You're in the running for a pair of sold out tickets to Harry Styles on October 3rd at Madison Square Garden. We'll fly you there and back. Not
You'll
just
going
to leave you there. And we'll give you a 2-night hotel stay, you and a guest, if you're the big winner. Take the word watermelon, WATERMELON, all one word, to RadioAlice.com. Mason has another code word for you at 12:05, and it's Jane with one more today at 5:05. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. This hour's code word is watermelon, and this whole incredible prize pack is courtesy of Columbia Records. Thank you, Columbia Records.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. You can call or text us, 800-400-3697. Email us anytime at sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Although tomorrow we are doing bad advice. We have a special guest advisor, Oakland's own crappy childhood fairy.
So fun.
It is fun. I can't wait to meet her, actually. I really think that the AMA is doing her wrong, or whatever organization is suing her for not being a licensed therapist, even though she says, right, I'm not a licensed therapist.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the story and I thought, right of us.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. We do the same thing.
This is a cautionary tale for us.
Yeah. Like, we don't want no trouble. We're just trying to talk about the problems of the day and, chop it up.
Something must have happened. Some person must have it in for her. Something's going on there.
Well,
I can't wait to talk
us.
To her. And she'll be helping our listeners with their problems. She certainly, has some qualifications. There's a lot of people following this lady and saying that she offers some pretty good. We've had listeners say, I love her. She's great. She's helped me.
I'm all about it. I want her to be the first person to speak on whatever it is you're going to read.
Absolutely. And I want to find out what the hell's going on with this situation she's found herself in. It's awful.
Well, being sued is terrible.
It is terrible. Badadvice973@gmail.com. That is how you contact us for bad advice. Just put your whole problem down there. I'll keep you anonymous if you say, you don't say my name. Generally, I do anyway. I just use like a first initial. All right, let's have a look here. What do we got going on? There's a watch party. If you want to watch Mexico versus South Korea at Thrive City tonight. So if you're into some World Cup action, there you go. Some people to party with.
It's all the rage.
I'm not going to read you this whole story because there's a lot. But we did put it up at the Facebook page yesterday. I just didn't get to it yesterday. The Grammy Awards have announced some pretty big changes for various awards, like Best New Artist and Best Album. And they've added a bunch of categories, too. So I'll just give you just kind of a quick overview on this. And they often make changes to rules and how things get qualified for stuff. I did not realize that you are eligible for Best New Artist for years. Like, it's not just when your first album comes out, which is what I thought it was.
Well, I don't know how they decide that, but we certainly have heard, and I can't think of a band off the top of my head, but we've heard bands where you go, they're not new.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What is that? They're not new at all.
So it was 3 years, apparently. Let me see if I can find the exact rundown on that one. Best New Artist is traditionally the most controversial award, inevitably as a concept of new is a judgment call. This year, we'll see multiple artists getting an unexpected fourth shot at being nominated. So it might not even be years. It just might be nominations, like that you could be nominated four times. Ella Langley was submitted in the past 3 years, but her Hot 100 number one single, Choosin' Texas, and the whole album, Dandelion, have led her star to rise dramatically. They're also saying so it'll be four, I guess you'll have four opportunities to be nominated.
Wait, this says she won. Olivia Dean, did you just say
no,
that?
No, I said Ella Langley.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Unless I said Olivia Dean.
No, that was me, I'm sure. Olivia Dean, it looks like, was the last winner.
Mm-hmm. What constitutes a new album has also changed. Some that featured, like, say, four new songs but were filled out with remixes or live versions of previously released songs inspired the 75%, like 75% of the best album needed to be new and never before and not reconstituted. And now they have determined that that number is too high. They say it's going to be about 66% of the album has to be new. Let's see. I think songwriters are also being... See, there's a lot in this. A lot of, like, changes in a move that extends recognition for songwriters. Contributors to winning albums in most genre album categories will now also receive Grammy statuettes and achievement certificates, which producers and engineers were already receiving. If a record won Record of the Year, the person who recorded it and the engineer on it, the producer of it, would get one. But the person who actually wrote the songs might not. So they're extending that. They're also adding some new categories. Best Asian Pop Music Performance.
Well, the K-pop thing is gigantic.
Right.
So
this will be any Asian market, including but not limited to K-pop, J-pop, and C-pop, with meaningful use of one or more Asian languages. Best R&B Collaboration or Duo/Group Performance. This category recognizes excellence in contemporary performances for works by established duos or groups, as well as collaborative works. Like when somebody features on something, that they'll be eligible for this as well. And because a lot of people do that now, they put out an album, but there's 12 different guests on it. Then there's a best traditional pop vocal performance that they're adding. Traditional pop. Okay. Best traditional folk. Best Latin song, which I think has to be at least 51% in the Spanish language.
Okay.
And there's a whole bunch of them. Even the voting process has changed a little bit. So this whole article, if you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it, the Grammys, big changes, I must read that article. Well, we put it up at the Radio Alice Facebook
page. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Okay.
Let's see here. Ed Sheeran was nominated in 2014. Who do you think beat him that year?
Oh, 2014. Sam Smith.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Got the win.
This is for Best New Artist.
Best New Artist. In 2015, it was Sam Smith.
Oh.
He was like, wow, way to go, Sarah.
Well, I know his album took over the world in 2014. Right. That's the only person I could think of. But Macklemore... That's funny because Ed Sheeran probably, as we look back, should have won that award.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? I mean, just look at the streaming numbers.
Ed Sheeran
took over the world for a long time there. Anyway, I'm looking at the list and going, oh my gosh. It's fun to look back at this. Billie Eilish won in 2020. She beat Lil Nas X, Lizzo.
Oh.
Megan Thee Stallion won in 21. She beat Phoebe Bridgers. Noah Cyrus, Doja Cat.
Noah Cyrus was nominated, huh?
Olivia Rodrigo won in 2022. She beat Glass Animals. Samara Joy.
I do not know Samara. The only Samara I know is the one from The Ring. And I only know that because I read about the girl who played her died.
Samara beat in 2023 Wet Leg, among others.
I love Wet Leg.
Anyway, the list of the new artist Grammys is a little surprising as you look at it. You go, well.
Yeah, how often does the person who won it go on to just have a career? Like, they knew early and gave him the award as they stormed onto the scene.
How do you not pick Ed Sheeran?
Well, you just can't see the future, I guess.
All right.
Jon Bon Jovi is saying, I'm fully recovered 4 years after my vocal surgery, which is encouraging news considering he's doing a 9-show Madison Square Garden residency coming up here.
You know, I will say this. I was never a real big fan of Bon Jovi, but me and Jason Sisko took two ladies on a date to Bon Jovi, and they didn't want us. They wanted Bon Jovi. So we didn't, things didn't go great there at the end of the night. But that guy can play. Like, that's a show. If you're going to his Madison Square Garden show, there's some years invested in performance. He's going to blow the roof off that place.
Did I say 7 nights? I think he's doing nine shows, and he's doing them between the 7th of July. Hang on, I've got it here somewhere. It doesn't matter. Through like the 26th. So it looks like every other night or something.
And he's got some of those classic, I don't know what you call those sing-along, like just...
anthemic.
Yes, absolutely. The whole place.
I will be living on
a prayer. Is with him with that.
Right. Speaking of people who are doing night after night after night in the same place, residencies, Shania Twain is currently in the UK, as we touched on this a day or two ago. Mm-hmm. She is in the UK as Harry Styles opener at his 12-date residency at Wembley. And this is the interview where she explained it happened because of his relationship with his mom. When they first met, Harry said he's a fan because of his mom, and she sent a birthday message to the mom. And then he said, come to Coachella, get up on stage with me. And when Harry then asked her to join him in the UK, and she was like, of course, only for you, Harry. And actually, that to me, I don't think she's opening for him at Madison Square Garden. But it's kind of too bad, because I think it would actually be great to see her. And she has, even if you're not like a huge country fan, she has some hits.
A lot of hits.
That you would know beyond the stuff that she's done. Like, there's some real crossover there.
I think she's great.
Yeah. She's a good singer.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel like a woman.
I was at that Coachella performance came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, tell me.
It was awesome. The main stage at Coachella absolutely sucks, but...
Because it's a sea of people?
Well, it's just like... you can't see it unless you're right there, right up at the front, which makes absolutely no sense for a main stage at a festival. Like, they need to have it higher up, or they need to have some sort of slant so that people can still see.
So you're on flat ground and you're not able to catch it from anywhere.
I've seen some shots where they're up above. I mean, it just looks epic. It even has sort of like a dome-ish thing to the front of it. Like, I don't know, maybe it's different every year, but they were up above. We're at the back of the crowd, high up above it, and it was the front of it still completely obscured by fans. It is kind of...
I complain about it constantly.
Maybe they do it differently every year.
Do just one song? Because the way she made it sound, I saw the interview that Sarah's quoting here. I watched the video, and she said, I knew it was a big event, but I don't know that I understood quite the giganticness of that moment
and the
until
fandom,
I got
right.
there.
I think it was, you know, his peak. It was the As It Was peak.
Okay.
Of Harry.
So
and
just,
he was headliner.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they did a couple songs.
The other night, he traded disco for classical and played a bunch of deep cuts and some Simon and Garfunkel. They call it here a heavenly intimate orchestra show. So he basically took a break from the Wembley Stadium. And this was Tuesday night. And he went to a much smaller place. It's Southbank Center's Royal Festival Hall. It's about 50 times smaller than Wembley, about 2,000 seats. And he brought out an orchestra and performed a bunch of his songs and other people's songs and in with the full orchestra. And people are like, it was crazy great.
Orchestras surprise. Are interesting because they can seem lightweight or weak, but in reality, an orchestra can sound as metal as any electric guitar. Mm. If they get like, they can work up that sort of fever pitch kind of thing. And that's pretty profound and great. I think
the person who is doing this little review says, as the orchestra began to play, it was first difficult to recognize which song it was since it sounded so different. But then Styles sang the first word, Boyfriends, which I assume people went, oh, this song.
Do you know it?
I don't
know it.
He actually premiered that song for the first time at the Coachella performance that I was at.
Oh, funny.
And you loved
it? It's okay.
Ah.
They say here, set against a flurry of strings, cellos, violins, and even a harp, Styles' voice became ethereal. And already it was clear that fans were in for a real treat. Sounds great. That would have been a fun one to be at. But it was really small. I mean, comparatively. So there's that. And can I squeeze one more in? Here we
Heck
go.
Yeah.
This one's fun. Travis Kelce shared an embarrassing story about how somebody comes over and says, oh, Buffett wants to meet you. Like, come on. I guess he was somewhere, some musical festival. He said it had a lot to drink. And he goes, oh, and someone goes, oh, Buffett wants to meet you. He runs over there and he
it's
tells
Warren, her, not Jimmy.
It's actually the opposite.
Is it?
Travis says, he tells me a story from high school about how he picked up the guitar for the first time. I'm like, no way. Warren Buffett plays guitar? And his face went from smiling from ear to ear to not smiling at all. And then he got tapped on the shoulder because he had to go sing Margaritaville.
That's a great story.
I know.
Jimmy's dead now, right?
Yes.
Like, this was an old story.
Well, it was a few years back.
Okay.
Let me see if he says... Yeah, he just was at some music festival. He's all, what? Warren Buffett plays guitar? That's crazy. I thought the rich guy wanted to meet me. All right, what's coming up, Vin?
Jobs with the highest and lowest divorce rates and more after these.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice, 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show tomorrow. It's Friday, and that's the day we do bad advice. Shoot your problems to badadvice973@gmail.com and listen at 7 for our guest advisor, the crappy childhood fairy from Oakland. She'll be here to help us out.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bob's Movie Club.
Bob's Movie Club.
6 a.m. next Thursday. Join us for Bob's Movie Club this week. The movie is one of Vinny's favorites. Get Shorty. Check out Get
Yay!
Shorty.
Woo, what a movie.
On Prime or Tubi and join the discussion for Bob's Movie Club.
Why are you so anxious about it, Ben?
I compiled a list for Bob of movies. And I honestly thought that this was the one throwaway on the list. I really did think, like, I had looked up movies and things from my history just to get an idea of, like, what do I like? I don't have one that, you know, springs to the top. I don't really have favorites of things.
Right.
You know, like, my kids will go, what's your favorite color? And they're not letting you can't just say something.
I like all the colors.
Well, that they won't. Mm. That's not an option. Green. Okay, green. Got it. Like, all right.
Now everything I get from you is going to be green, right?
Well, now I guess Get Shorty is my favorite movie. So
fun.
Fine. I'm married to it.
I knew that you were going to be like, oh, why'd you pick this one?
Well, even your lead up when you said, there's a movie on the list that I had no idea about. And I went, oh, it's the the hotel one.
Oh,
Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Oh, you have? Okay, well, whatever.
Isn't that Wes Anderson?
It is.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
But you didn't... I thought, oh, she's going to pick the Wes Anderson.
I thought about it, but I don't... He's not my cup of tea. And we've already done a Wes Anderson movie.
Which one did we do? Oh, The Royal Tenenbaum.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Get Shorty, everyone.
Your favorite.
It's my favorite, right.
I'm excited. I feel like I did see it at the time, and I can't think of a thing about it.
Well, that's the hard part now is that it's been pulled out. I'm like, I don't remember it either.
Mm.
Great.
It's kind of stressful, right, when it's your pick. Sarah, I think, was having that feeling with Chappie, too.
Well, because you want it, you're like, oh, God, is it as good as I remember it being?
Now you guys know how anxious I am every Thursday when we do this.
Oh, you don't care about stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember Ray Barboni, the character, being funny. In my mind, I remember that. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
Great.
Well, it's Maddie's turn next. It's going to be some story about West Virginia or
Here's
something.
A couple news stories for you before we tap out for the day. Mason's coming up and Jane later today and more chances to win all kinds of stuff. So that is all on the way for you. This first story is the jobs with the highest and lowest divorce rates. And I thought, okay, well, if you told me to guess, I would say I have heard police and firemen have high divorce rates. They're not on the list.
Oh, not even on there.
Nope. So the highest divorce rate, healthcare practitioners.
Oh, as in doctors and nurses?
Except it couldn't be doctors because doctors are on the list. Hold on. Physicians are on the list as the lowest divorce rate.
But.
Right.
Don't they, aren't they in that category?
I would expect that they are.
Huh.
Half of health, well, that doesn't matter. Telemarketers came in second. Massage therapists came in third.
And I'm sorry, are these people who get the
highest divorce rates, massage therapists.
Hmm.
They must, you know, must make their partners jealous. That
or they're like, give me a massage. And she's like, I'm not at work.
Oh, maybe that's it. I know that makes sense.
What a weird thing to, that feels like such a narrow category of people.
Massage therapists?
Yeah. Like I just, it doesn't feel like there's so many of them that you, that it's a measurable thing. But okay.
The jobs with the highest divorce rates, healthcare practitioners, telemarketers, massage therapists, bus drivers.
Oh.
Press machine operators.
Like drill press? Press machine? What the? What?
Care service supervisors, correctional supervisors, ambulance drivers, psychiatric aides, and practical nurses all round out your top 10 of highest divorce rates. A little further into the list, casino workers, bartenders, ushers.
Bartenders, basically, it sounds like everybody.
Bartenders have rush hour, like really rough hours. Like they're up very late.
Executive producer on there anywhere?
It's not.
Oh.
But you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's finally happening.
Well, you're adding to the executive producer divorce tally.
I thought a lot about that yesterday, the story that you guys told. Was that Monday that we did that? When did we talk about his divorce?
Yesterday.
Oh, he came back Tuesday?
Came back Tuesday.
But we talked about it yesterday.
Was yesterday Wednesday? Yeah. All right.
Okay.
That sounds right.
It's just like the whole thing is weird that she went to such a big family event with that on the tip of her tongue the whole time.
Yeah.
And then gets in the car to drive to the airport and goes,
explodes.
Here's everything.
Here's everything.
Wow.
Mm. Did it start with you going, hey, this went well. Should we get back together?
No.
And then she just said,
did you put your hand on her thigh like you used to back in the day, like, you know, driving down the road and you went, hey,
no,
this is where this goes.
No, I filled up the car with gas and then
came back in.
Then it was all and it was on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Did she start it with, I need to talk to you? Or like, what was the first like?
Yeah. How did she break the news to you?
If you don't know, she's his ex who they've been separated now for 3 years.
Yeah.
But she finally,
asked
this
for the
last
divorce,
week,
right.
said, we're getting a divorce, dude.
Yeah, no, it was a, it was more of a statement. I think this is the right time for us to do this.
To finish things.
Yeah. Yeah.
To finally.
And did you push back?
No.
Like, how did it end up with her giving you a full accounting of everything you've done wrong?
No, I didn't. I said, I've been thinking about it too. I just, you know, I didn't mention that I wasn't going to do it this weekend because my brother died and we're, you know, mourning him this weekend. But no, that was, it was just, boom, just kind of dropped. She's not the best communicator. So things just fly out. It builds up in her and then blah.
Once she popped the cork. That wine spilled everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Also, in her defense, it is the kind of conversation you probably want to have in person.
Yeah. I agree.
It's not like they see each other that much.
Yeah, I'm not upset with all of that. It's time. It is time to get this done. I'll be very happy when it's all done, to be honest with you, because now it's a big stress thing because of lawyers and stuff.
Well, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But I also think this will set you free. And I think you've been hung up. This is my own personal, you know, I am, you know, a big part of bad advice. So I do know some things.
Yes.
I believe it's holding you back not having this cleaned up.
I think you're probably right.
It's a thing still sitting there. And you've even said it. You go on dates and people are like, what's the deal with your marriage? Oh, well, we're not divorced yet.
Yeah.
And they're bummed. I can see that.
Well, right. If, you know, you become that much less of a person they can make a commitment to. So maybe this is for the best.
Yeah.
So. Like the dumpster fire's in your rearview mirror, but you haven't turned off the road yet. You can still see it. It's back there. You need to be able to take a left somewhere.
Well, it's weird because knowing the situation, certainly knowing alcoholics and how they behave, I feel like no one should feel threatened by your ex or your old marriage because you did a number on that long ago.
Yeah.
There's no chance for reconciling. You know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, there was
see people.
There was quite a tab. As my therapist said, you've created a debt that you can never pay back.
Right.
So just divorce it and walk away.
Yeah, the imbalance isn't
I moved.
Back,
right? I had that therapy session and I was like, okay, then it's time for me to move.
Whew. There was one time where I was talking. This is just one of those things that I didn't see as a big deal. We were talking on the air and I had said that I had donated some stuff for making babies at one point because I needed money. And the girl I was dating with at the time flipped the F out and was like, that means you have kids out there. That means our kids won't be your only kids. And she flipped the out. And I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who the hell cares?
Well, the mother of your future children
kids.
Apparently
do.
Yeah, no,
it was a whole
imagine if
freaking
you'd
thing.
Married that girl and you had some kids with her, and then all of a sudden, the kids that you made without knowing it years ago got the DNA test and were like, oh my God, my father is a famous DJ.
Oh, really?
In California. I'm going to go.
Well, anyway.
Do you know if you have any?
Nobody's contacted you.
Yeah,
man.
I don't have any. No, that didn't. There's more to the story, which I won't bother you all with, but there's no way I have kids out there. But to hear her reaction to it was an entirely cold splash of water. I didn't see that. Like, would you be bummed if Susan said, yeah, in the early days before we were together, I donated some stuff to make a few extra bucks? Would you be bummed?
I think I would be something. I would have feelings and thoughts about it for sure. Mm. I don't know if I would be bummed.
It sounds like you would be.
I would be shocked. I was shocked when you just said it.
I couldn't believe the reaction. In fact, it was later that day. I had to drive down south for something. I can't remember. This was how many years ago?
20?
Yeah, I mean, we're really, really long time ago. This was the girl I was with when we first started. So anyway, I'm driving south, and this was one of my earliest cell phones.
Had to be 25 years ago.
And she is chewing my ear off the whole, like, for hours. And I'm just sitting there going, I can't believe this is even a freaking thing. What are we talking about here?
I mean, it's a big decision to do that.
I didn't see it that way.
I mean, especially
money.
Maybe 20 years ago, you didn't think about it the way people would think about it now, but like those kids are going to come find you.
Well, that
for
now
sure.
You realize that through the technology, people can look you up and find out where you are and why I did that. Because I made tons of it at that age and I just needed some money.
I think you do have kids out there.
I don't think I do. Anyway.
Well, he would have had to be selected.
The lowest divorce rates
are this guy.
Actuaries, which I had to ask Sarah, what's an actuary?
I said, it's like a financial guy. But that's all. And then he told me what they are, which they are. I mean, okay, that is that. They're numbers people.
Actuaries are business professionals who use advanced mathematics, statistics, and financial theory to measure and manage financial impact of risk and uncertainty.
Sounds like a nerd. So they probably didn't. They have low divorce rates because no one will marry them.
Ah.
Nerd. Nerd alert. Just
physical
kidding.
Scientists, IT scientists, software developers. It sounds like the smartest people are the ones who don't divorce.
Huh.
Physical therapist, though, is very close to a massage therapist.
Yeah, I don't.
Physicians, clergy.
Clergy.
Pharmacists, atmospheric scientists, and oil and mining engineers.
So all of these jobs are just so specific.
It's weird that they were even able to put a list together the way that is. But okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697, and Maddie's on the show.
A lot of people telling me to stop talking.
What?
About the D.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Let's see here. 209, you've created a debt that you can never pay back from your own therapist. Sounds like a line a lawyer can refer to in a financial hearing in your divorce. So don't talk about that stuff.
Crunch.
Oh, there we go. High divorce rates from the 209 don't necessarily mean a bad thing. Think of all the people stuck in a bad relationship who should get out but don't. Maybe the results reflect something like having the resources and feeling empowered to follow through with the necessary divorce.
Oh. All right. You remember at Christmas time, I did the Hallmark titles of movies as they rolled out their holiday slate?
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. I thought that was really fun. And I was like, oh, I hope every year I get a story about the Hallmark movie titles. And what I've got here is the Lifetime summer movie slate.
Oh, the now, summer Lifetime, movie slate.
Lifetime
okay.
is not all like romantic comedy stuff. You know, they do a variety of movies. But I did read some of these and went, oh, really? That's quite an interesting title. So this just true or false? Is this really the title of a Lifetime summer movie?
This is my favorite game we do.
I love this. I love it too. Thank you for saying that. Maybe you're just patronizing me,
no,
but I appreciate
I'm not.
It. Killer Clown Summer. Is that really a Lifetime movie? Killer Clown Summer.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
That is correct. And by the way, Bob comes into this with a point.
Because I'm smarter than a fifth grader?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're smarter than a fifth grader.
You did really well, though. I mean, I really give you a lot of credit. A couple of those could have tripped you up. You did great.
Crowning at the Prom.
Oh.
Oh, God. Yes.
Well, crowning can mean more than one thing, and I had a really gnarly visual there
that.
For a second. No.
I need it to be no.
It's yes.
Oh!
And it's not the crowning you're thinking of. She's having a baby at the prom.
Well, that's what I thought.
It's a double entendre.
It is.
Well, I
know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to. Okay. Yeah, that one's a real one. It's currently 3 for Bob, 1 for Maddie, and 1 for Vinny. Next one. Is this or is this not a Lifetime movie this summer? The Funeral Director's Obsession.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Ooh. 2-2-3. My daughter's trapped in a thruple.
Is you know, that is, I'm going to say, yeah. Oh. Yes, I think that is kind of a little forward for Lifetime, but I also think that there are probably people who would go, oh, I got to see this.
I'll say no.
I'll say yes.
Yes is the correct answer. Oh. Bob 4, Vinny 3, Maddie 2.
I want to watch that.
My husband's secret mermaid wife.
Oh, that's a yes.
I'll say no.
No.
No is the correct answer.
Oh, what?
I know, sounds like a good one.
It's so fun.
The wrong pickleball instructor.
Yeah.
Yes. If it's not now, it will be.
I'll say no.
No is the correct answer.
What?
Girl in the Coffin. Is that a Lifetime movie or not this summer?
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is the correct answer. Good job.
There's Jane.
The Widows.
It's in a coffin.
Yeah, the girl in the coffin.
It's Jane in a coffin.
Knock, knock. Is this a real Lifetime movie or not? The Widows Revenge Cruise. The Widows Revenge Cruise.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will say yes as well.
Same.
No.
Oh.
That one's fake.
Who gave you the... Did Chatty help you with these titles?
Some of them I made
They're
up.
They're very good.
Oh,
They're
thank
very
you.
Misleading.
And Chatty says thank you.
Oh, okay.
But some of them, I was like, he said it was fake. And I'm like, no, that was one of them. I'm going to go back and double check that.
All right.
The Secret Life of My Other Family. Is that one that's happening this summer on Lifetime or not?
No.
the secret life of my other family?
I don't think so.
I'll go yes.
It is. And now, Maddie and Bob are tied.
Oh.
So I'm leading?
No.
Oh.
No, you have four, and these guys have six apiece.
Oh, fudge.
But you look really beautiful in that powder blue crew neck.
Thank you, Bob. That's very nice of you.
My husband's secret twin. Is that a Lifetime summer movie
yes.
or not?
Heck yeah.
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 Yes is the correct answer. The Wrong Yoga Retreat.
I love it. Yes, that's a movie I want to watch.
No.
No.
No is the correct answer. And the final one, My Sister's Deadly Wedding Planner.
Yes.
No.
Maddie and I are tied still?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say no then.
You said yes?
I said no.
So you both said no.
Mm-hmm.
We end in a tie because that is actually, I have one that can.
Wait, did I get that right?
You did get it right.
All
right.
Yeah, so now we're
it's
we're
six
really
to eight.
Tied.
Oh. I'll do this will be the tiebreaker here.
It's okay, Vin.
Let me all find right. one. That...
You're winning at life.
Am I?
Aren't you?
I mean,
you got a beautiful family.
I
you
do
got
like
the
my
coolest
life.
Job in the world.
Yes.
You get to surf as much as you want.
Not as much as I want, but good point.
All right. It'll end in a tie if one of you doesn't get it here. Dangerous Attraction, Funeral Home Romance.
No.
Yes.
No. Is the correct answer. And Maddie has pulled out the win.
Maddie, he's on the show.
Bang, bang.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. And it will be Friday the whole day. Keep it here on Alice today. We've got your chance to win tickets to Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden at 12:05 and 5:05 with Mason and It's Jane. And tomorrow at 7 a.m., Bad Advice with guest advisor Oakland's The Crappy Childhood Fairy, Anna Runkle is her name. Email us, badadvice973@gmail.com with all your problems, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.